Breezy 101, that's the Rolling Stones with Start Me Up, and also Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm your boogeyman. There's a little throwback right there, a little, some 70s throwback. It's 7:30 on your Friday morning, and Darren Milner from the KAP is joining us. Darren, thanks for coming on, braving the cold.
Good morning, and it is cold out there today.
It's a little chilly, and as I said, we got Groundhog Day next week. Let's hope that he doesn't see us. Shadow.
Oh, it's time to warm up.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be in the 60s this weekend, so that's some good news.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little chilly, so hopefully it warms up before March the 5th, because I've seen we're going to be having a movie night that night.
Movie night. And I know everybody's going to say, why did you do it so early? But we're trying to catch it before daylight savings time, so it's still a little bit dark early. But yeah, March the 5th coming up, it'll be a Friday night, and we're going to be looking at showing Cars, which would be a really cool outdoor movie. I think it'll be a really, really neat film. So another good family night, and we encourage everybody to come out. Right now, there's a couple of places we're looking at. We would love to have it downtown, right there near the KAP office, near the big parking lot where everybody could park in there. But if we do not do it there, we'll do it at Jason Isles Park, okay. like the last one we did back in 2020. But we're just ready to get the year kicked off, and we think it'll be a fun opportunity.
And that's a busy weekend, because the day after that, pop-up flea market coming back.
Pop-up flea market starts on the 6th, and usually pop-up flea market, if the weather's good, it runs from about March to November. And we were fortunate enough in 2020 to be able to run it all the way to November. But yeah, it'll be a busy weekend, and we've already started getting a few things out about that, because folks are already calling. So it should be a nice weekend to get that started if the weather holds, but we're anxious for it.
Yeah, and keeping in March there, and a couple of weekends after that, something I'm excited about: food truck frenzy.
You know, we've talked about that, and Leah Robinson, our marketing director, our Main Street director, that started back in November, we've been talking about that. In fact, it's something we looked at a couple of years ago and tried to get it going, and then in 2020, of course, COVID hit, and we're not able to do that. So Leah's been really working hard to get that put together. We're hoping we'll have about 5 to 6 food trucks, and it will be right there in the large parking lot in downtown, right behind Renaissance Bank. It should be fun. We'll start probably about 5:30 or so, and it'll run through probably at least 8:30-ish, maybe 9. We know it's a school night, it's a Tuesday night, but we know how weekends are. A lot of times when you do things like that on the weekend, everybody's kind of scattered. So we're excited about that. We'll have some entertainment, be picnic tables and other things down there. So we're telling everybody, we'll encourage everybody, don't eat, save it up, don't eat breakfast, don't eat dinner, just wait till 5:30 and come out and have some fun. But it'll be a nice variety of food trucks, from ones that you've seen around here. We've got several that'll be coming from out of town.
If it's two things that I love, it's gas station food and food truck food.
Oh yeah.
Love it.
And it's
love
it. And Leah's got she's got some good food truck food coming, so it should be really fun.
Okay, and one thing that we saw yesterday and got put online that's I'm thinking it's going to be a big hit is the bike ride at the Natchez Trace Festival.
That is something absolutely brand new for the Natchez Trace Festival. We actually, again, we're talking about it in 2019 and also 2020. And it just takes a while to get things like that together. But we're excited about getting that put on. But right now it looks like the bike ride will start around Shields Road on the Natchez Trace Parkway. And that's it's really in between mile marker 161 and 162. And the ride will actually go to French Camp, which is mile marker 181, and you can turn around and come back. But it'll just be a really fun, safe ride for anybody who wants to come out and do that. We are asking that you be at least 18 years old, or older to come out and do that. And most riders around the state, they already kind of have their schedules and they'll be putting things together. But we've had a lot of interest in it, and we're hoping it'll be a good component of the festival, something a little bit different. When we saw the run kind of start going down several years ago, and we wanted to do something different. So Patty's put a lot of work into it. We've had some really good help in Kosciuszko with some of our riders here, and just some fun things for everybody to come out for if you'd like to bike ride.
Yeah, and we know that the vendor applications have already been sent out for the for the Natchez Trace Festival, so they can go to kapartnership.org and start signing up.
Yes, you can sign up. All of the applications are out there, everything from, you know, from food vendors to arts and crafts. The karaoke got put on there yesterday, so hey, if you want to come out and do a little singing on that Friday night, a karaoke competition karaoke will be available. And you know, so go out to kapartnership.org, check all that out. Just click on the Natchez Trace Festival link right there, and you'll also see the Trace Rider Invitational little emblem there. But one of the things about the bike ride is everybody that participates will get one of our commemorative medals for that ride, and we're also going to put them into a drawing for a great prize, and it will be a great prize. Okay. So just, you know, and we'll build it. You know, this is the first year to have it, and like I said, we'll kind of get through that. And you know, for 2022, we're hoping it's even bigger, but so far we've had a lot of interest in it.
Yeah, and I think I got a email yesterday from Patty about maybe the pageant, Miss Natchez Trace Festival pageant. I think I might have got that one.
Yep, all that, it is pageant applications on there. She and Sandy McBride are working to put that together, and I think they'll, and we should probably in the next, I'd say in the sometime next week, we'll have out exactly where that's going to be held. It may be the Merrick Cultural Center. So but we'll make sure everybody's got that. But yeah, you go out and fill that out. It'd be nice to see just a large group come out for that, because that's something fun. And you know, like I say, Patty puts a lot of work into it, and has a passion for the festival and all of the events. So yeah, get out there and register and be part of it, and let's make this a lively one for 2021.
I said yesterday, I think it probably will be lively when you do events like this, because people just want to do something. You know, they've been cooped up. We saw it with the when the JA did the drive-through Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. It was like traffic jam downtown.
Oh,
because
yes.
People just, you know, they're looking for things to do. So
they want to get out. You yeah. know, you know, and we talked about, you know, Pickin' 35 will come up on the first weekend in April. So it's a lot of things going on, but you're exactly right. It's everybody's just ready to get out. We'll all do it in a safe manner, but don't hold me back. Let me come out. Let's do a festival. And it's so far, everybody's just been on board. All of the vendors, you know, are just ready to come out. There's not a lot of hesitation, you know, as we look at it for this year. So I think you're exactly right. I think folks are just ready to get out and kind of get back to some kind of normal.
Darren Milner from the Kosciuszko and Tyler Partnership hanging out with us on a Friday morning, talking about movie nights, pop-up flea market, food trucks, Natchez Trace Festival, all this coming up in 2021. If you have any questions about it, you can stop by and see them down at the KAP office on Natchez Street, or give them a call at 662-289-2981. Darren, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
101.1, Breezy 101. Wow, somebody looks excited.